Rand Paul, DC troop presence isn't really a great image for a free country or for our country. By Jeff Poore on January 30, 2021. Friday, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, appeared on FNC's The Ingram Angle to criticize the National Guard presence on Capitol Hill, which he likened to what one might see at a major army base. The Kentucky Republican said the sooner the fencing was taken down from the Capitol grounds, the better. When you look at the army encampment that we have now, it really looks like a major army base there, he said. There are still 5,000 troops this huge perimeter with razor wire. This isn't really a great image for a free country or for our country. So, I say the sooner it's torn down, the better. Who's making these decisions? I guess they're unilaterally being made by Nancy Pelosi, maybe Chuck Schumer. But I think also Democrats need to look in the mirror a little bit. They very quickly assumed that the enemy within is Republicans, and they're potentially violent. But nobody really looks in the mirror for the Democrats. They're not really very self-aware. Kamala Harris said contribute to the Minnesota Freedom Fund to bail out some of these protesters, Paul continued. Well, one of the protesters that they bailed out soon as he got out, cracked someone's skull, fractured someone's skull, and caused a brain injury. And that was because Kamala Harris, not specifically her on that issue, but she was encouraging the bailing out of these violent protesters. But no one's called for her impeachment. No one's saying that she should be held responsible for her speech. Maxine Waters, Cory Booker, they say get up in your face. They say mob them. So, it seems to be sort of a double standard at the enemy within only these Republicans apparently. And none of the things that Democrats say seem to be of concern to them. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.